Welcome to this month's audio meditation. Here at the beginning, take a moment to become aware of the support under you right now. Just noticing how it meets your body and how, for right now anyway, there's nothing you have to do. Very probably nothing you have to change right in this moment, other than to receive and accept the support under you right now, the support available in this moment. And I'd like to invite you to follow the next out-breath all the way down to the bottom, perhaps allowing yourself to imagine that down on your pelvic floor is a beautiful open bowl. And on that out-breath that you follow down inside, you can pour your awareness into this bowl. And just be there for a little bit of time. The breath can continue to breathe you, but once you've followed an out-breath down to the bottom and allowed yourself to move on down into this bowl resting on your pelvic floor, if that feels comfortable for you, notice what it's like to have time simply to be here right now. Perhaps you may notice your body settling even a little bit more as you bring your awareness to being way down there in that bowl. If there's some other place you'd be more comfortable being when you follow the out-breath down, that's fine too. The key is to notice what it's like to settle and then have time to just be where you are. As we begin the meditation now, I invite you to be aware of your heart space, perhaps to bring part of your awareness to your heart space while the rest of your awareness continues to find that settled place inside, a place of deep internal support. And then, as we did last month, I invite you to breathe in and out through your heart space. You might choose to breathe in ease and breathe it then out into your whole body, mind, being. Whatever works best for you to orient your awareness to the intelligence and perception of your heart. It can be very useful to develop heart-centered thinking and perception as a familiar place where you can go many times during a day. A place from which to perceive a dilemma, a place from which to seek a solution, a place from which to experience and understand what's happening at any given moment during the course of a day. As I've mentioned before, the intelligence and perception in your heart gives you a perspective that can be different from what your head and your mind and your thinking may feel about something. We've been exploring how to expand the experience of what constitutes your tribe. For this month, I'd like to invite you to notice what it's like from the perspective of your heart space. If you were to consider, what if even people you disagree with are part of your basic tribe? What if people you disagree with are people with whom you are fundamentally connected at some level of being that is understood by your heart, that is understood by the heart's tendency to experience connection with everything around you? And what if you were to include a little bit of loving kindness practice here, where you take a moment to remember that what we share with every living being is the capacity to suffer and the wish not to. What does your heart say or experience or bring into your awareness when you focus on wishing freedom from suffering for everyone, even those people with whom you disagree? Continuing to explore your experience as you expand your definition of who constitutes your tribe. We naturally care about people we perceive to be in our tribe. And one of the deep challenges that comes with expanding our sense of who is part of our tribe is an invitation to expand our compassion and our sense of loving kindness to people with whom we fundamentally disagree. And notice, having compassion and loving kindness toward people with whom we disagree doesn't in any way mean that we concur with what they do or how they believe. It simply means we recognize them as part of our human family, our human tribe. notice how your heart feels about this idea, about this invitation to explore expanding your experience of your human family and who belongs. And you might notice how it feels to remember that just as you are meditating on heart intelligence and perception, and just as you are exploring in this moment compassion, loving kindness, heart-centered awareness, there are countless people everywhere on the planet right now who are doing something similar. And in a way that can't be explained by everyday physics, but certainly appears in quantum physics research, we are all connected in a network of, or a matrix of consciousness and being. So your heart-centered awareness reaches out to countless other people just as theirs reaches out to you. So notice what it's like to imagine that we are all inevitably and inescapably connected. Notice what it's like to be aware of the fact that the quality of consciousness we carry as our everyday way of being has an effect not only on our own awareness, but also reaches into this collective matrix and touches everyone else. And as I've invited you to do before, notice what you imagine your day or your week or your month will be like if you engage your daily activities, including your heart-centered perception and intelligence, and including your curiosity about who is in your tribe and who do you still consider outside it. As we get ready to close this meditation, I want to remind you that even when my voice stops speaking, you can keep right on exploring whatever has touched you this time. And remember that when you want to come back, all you need to do is mentally count from 3 to 1 with the suggestion that at the count of 1, you'll be all the way back, fully alert and ready to go on with what's next on your agenda. And so for this time, I wish you well.